Today we're going to talk b'chlal, the different shittas, if there's going to be b'chlal a gashmis dikasuda. It's very funny to say that when Mashiach comes, there's pashut going to be a gashmis dika meal, everyone's going to get together and have a meal. That's l'cheira, very, very not Mashiach style. L'cheira, Mashiach style, everyone's going to sit and learn Torah, everyone's going to go to the Beis HaMikdash. What's with this cheshbon of everyone sitting together and having a big suda? Especially if there is a beferish in Maimer Chazal, that Chazal say, Eilam haba ein bayachilu ushtia. When Mashiach comes, there taka will be no eating and drinking. Lots of love in the time of Eilam haba, there's ein bayachilu ushtia, there's not going to be any eating and drinking. And therefore, why is it, B'chlal, what does the Levyosin and Sharabar represent? For this reason, the Bach and other Mefarshim, Bein Bechai and others, explain that when it means that there's going to be a Suda, it does not mean a Gashmis Dika Suda. It means that there's going to be the same way when you eat. Your mind and your heart are open to understanding. When Mashiach comes, we're going to have such a level of understanding. Like it says, that when Mashiach comes, everyone's going to learn Torah. So if that's the case, if everyone's going to learn Torah, so it's a very well understood that it's a metaphor, it's a muscle for other things. However, the Alter Rebbe Mekutei Torah writes, that La'asid Lavei, there's going to be a gashmis dika suda, there's going to be a physical suda, you're going to eat sharabar, you're going to eat levyosin, you're going to drink the yayin ha-meshumer. And the question is, how does the Alter Rebbe fit with what it says, Eilam haba ein bayachilu ushtia? So there's a pashita answer, and then there's a more deeper answer, much deeper answer. The pashita answer is, it depends which tkufa that you're talking about. It says about, in the Gemara, Ayin Leirasa Elikim Zulasecha, that there's no eye that saw this great time. That's referring to Eilam Haba. That there's Yemais HaMashiach and there's Eilam Haba. Eilam Haba is the later time of Tchiyas HaMesim. So you could say in the first Kufa there's going to be a Suda Leviyasin. And in the second Kufa, there's going to be the story of there's going to be Eilam haba ein bayachilu ushtia. However, the Rebbe in Igdus Kodesh Chelek Beis is ma'irich on this point, and he gives a fascinating hesber. And he says you have to understand what it means ein bayachilu ushtia. He says there are two reasons to eat. One reason to eat is to get chayis, to be able to live and to be able to serve the Eibishter. And a second reason to eat is to connect the Gashmis Dika thing to the Eibishter. The Behemah has no way of connecting to Hashem. When you eat, you're connecting the meat to the Eibishter, you're connecting whatever it is that you're eating to the Eibishter. So therefore, there's two reasons to eating. La'asad Lavei, it says, that Haguf and the Shaman is Enes Min Haguf, that we're not going to have to eat. The guf is going to be self-sufficient. So what it means, ein bayachilu ushtia, it means you're not going to eat for the same reason we eat nowadays. Nowadays, we eat so that we can live. La'asad Lavei, we're going to eat in order to elevate the Dvarim Gashmim. So it's not a stira between the two things. On one hand, we say, Eilam haba ein bayachilu ushtia, and on the second, we say there's going to be a Gashmis Dika Suda, there's going to be a Gashmis Dika meal, a Gashmis Dika way of eating and drinking. And of course, what the Rabbeinu Bechaya writes, that it's going to open up your mind to higher things, that for sure is real.